Hello, my name is Eric Siegen, and I am one of the pastors at the Village Church. The following podcast is a ministry of the Village Church. We hope that it inspires you, that it draws you closer to Jesus, and it opens your eyes to the possibilities of living in the kingdom. Enjoy, and God bless.
This is our practice every year. I want to pray for a second. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for this community. Would you bless us as we consider you and as we reflect on what this year has been and will be, and as we celebrate together, give us hope in you. In your name I pray. Amen. All right. So, yes, every year on the last Sunday, almost every year on the last Sunday or the first Sunday of the year, we talk about the 20 prayers. It's a practice that we've been doing for a long, long time as a community. So some of you are like, yes, I know what we're going to talk about. Some of you are like, I don't have no idea. And that's great, because if we know what's going to come, then it's good for us to refresh and reflect and be renewed in our practices. If you don't, well, great. We get to practice together, and that's going to be really good. So, hey, look at that. All right, 20 prayers. So there are, like Eric said, there's some bigger versions up here with some actual, like, directions, some numbers for you to fill these out. There are four sections to the 20 prayers. I'm going to try to keep this short because we've got all our kids. We want to take communion and sing and celebrate together. So there are four sections to the 20 prayers. This is your invitation for something you could do today, tonight, as we go around, as we celebrate. You could take your little booklet and write through some of these things. You could do it tomorrow, sometime this week. Write down your 20 prayers for the year. All right, this is a slide from Sue's sermon a few weeks ago. This was our memory verse, if you remember, from 2 months ago. I was going to try to get it with the nice little, have each section appear so we could try to remember what the verse was, show that we had it memorized, but we didn't. So I'm just going to ask you to read it with me, okay? Here we go. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. Faithful in prayer. So four sections, five prayers for each section. The first section is myself. Five prayers for myself. Now, it's really easy for us to slip into sort of resolutions, right? I've got these goals for myself for this year. I'm going to lose 20 pounds by March, or, I'm going to memorize the entire book of Romans by next week. These are not goals, so I just want to offer a couple questions that you could ask as you go through the five things that you would like to pray for yourself and your life this year. A couple questions. One is, what does Jesus want to do with my life? In 2024, what does Jesus want to do with my life? Can I pray towards that? I want to pray in a way that I'm looking forward to what Jesus might want to do in my life in 2024. The second one is, how could I grow closer to Jesus this year? How could I grow in my walk with him? How could I seek him more? What does that look like in my life? Five prayers for yourself. Five prayers for yourself. Second one, five prayers for my family. So a couple questions to direct this. What would it look like for my family to grow closer to Jesus this year? And are there members of my family God is asking me to pray for more specifically? Some of us have really big families. Some of us have really small families. Some of us have families that are just sort of thrown together in different ways and different places in my life, in your life. Pray for your families, whatever that looks like. Grab onto a brother or a sister or a stepsister or an aunt or an uncle or a nephew or whatever. Pray, see what, who is God leading you to pray for more specifically in your family? The third one, so that's five for yourself, five for your family. The third one is five for my community. Now, this one has often caused some confusion. When I say my community, I mean my church. That's the word that I use. So when I say my community, it's not necessarily like all the different communities you have. It's this community. It's your church here. So what my encouragement this year is, the first one is to pray for your pilgrim group. What would it look like in your five prayers to include your pilgrim group in that, your Bible study, the people you walk closely with every other week. Your Pilgrim Group, pray for your pastors. Pray for Eric, pray for Michael, pray for Sue, pray for me. In some way, try to include that. Maybe pick one of us and pray specifically towards one of the pastors. Pray for your leaders. Now, some of you know who your leaders are. Some of you don't know. If you get the email, at the bottom of the email, the newsletter every week, is a list of who the leaders are in the community. So pray for those leaders. Go look at your email. Go to all the way to the bottom and look at who the leaders are. So 5 for yourself, 5 for your family, 5 for your community, and then 5 for my neighbor. So often we've talked about this as the world or others. Five other prayers, or 5 prayers for the world. On here, it says 5 prayers for my world. And that's good. Some of you have really regular rhythms for that. I would like to invite you to pray specifically. This is just the view from my front window, by the way. This was my family, or this one. That's last week. That's candlelight service. This is my family. There we go. Okay. But what we want to do more specifically is pray for your neighbors this year. I want to invite you to pray for your neighbors. Who is my neighbor? You can go read Jesus' parable about about your neighbor. I don't have the citation right now with me, but you can pray for your neighbor. But here's your literal neighbors where you live. I want to invite you to pray for your literal neighbors where you live. Who lives in the house next door? Who lives in the apartment next door? Pray for the space, the literal space where you live. Pray for your coworkers. Pray for the people you see every day, the person in the cubicle opposite you, the person who serves coffee with you in the morning. Pray for your coworkers. And then, who do you see regularly? Do you shop at the same grocery store or the same coffee shop? Or, you know, do you go to the same gym? Do you go play sports with particular people? Pray for those people. So 5 prayers for your neighbor. 5 prayers for your neighbor. These are our 20 prayers. That's it. 20 prayers. 5 for yourself. 5 for your family. 5 for this community, for the church. And 5 for your neighbor. This is our 20 prayers. You've got a little booklet. You can start writing them. Yeah. Yeah, those are just thoughts. As you're looking at your prayers, as you're thinking through what you want to pray for yourself, just let that be like a directed question. But you can add other things. It's all right. Do your 5 prayers. Yeah. Those were just the questions that I thought of to be directed questions as you go through your 5 prayers for yourself. Because sometimes it is really easy to slip into like the resolution, the goal. Like, I want to do this thing by this date. And yes, and that's been, yep. What is the big dream? Yeah. If God gave you the desires of your heart, what would that be? Yeah. So it may not be a good goal to want to buy a Ferrari this year, but you could write it down as like the desire of your heart. Sure. Yeah. All right. Those are our 20 prayers. If you've got your booklet, or maybe you don't, maybe you want to come pick up one of these papers, do that. Maybe you just want to write it down in your journal. I encourage you to do it. If you have space tonight, do it. If you're going to be celebrating, that's good. Celebrate. If you have space tomorrow, sometime this week, please write down your 20 prayers and revisit them through the year. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to have Michael come up and introduce communion.